Blog Talk Radio.
Pop in the sky! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
No, it's Super Hope!
Give me that soup! Meek, mild-mannered director trainee Henry Bookerstein becomes Super Hope. And with powers far beyond those of ordinary men, Super Host brings you Soups On!
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Starring Flippo the Clown with his orchestra.
Across this barren land, so long.
my name. I'll learn my name. For the day a gloam is, the man I thought that day was buried deep within this land so lonely. Oh, Shenandoah, you're doomed to wander. So roam in search of home, cross this land so lonely.
You don't make it like that anymore, kids. You know why? Because people only like crap now. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you upon that path. Dr. Cake has brought it to my attention that it is Pi Day, 314. Well, no, that's tomorrow. It's 313. Tomorrow's Pi Day. Today's Cake Day. All right, here we go. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of spider-ass anti-stain underpants, and Pablo's Boner Kill for that annoying four-hour hard-on. Let's try that one again. And Pablo's Boner Kill for that annoying four-hour hard-on. Available without prescription. Ask your doctor for details. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Latter-day Shemps. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest. I'm getting my voice back. And natties are helping lubricate my pipes. Monday, it's us, Possum Hour. You're listening to us now. I'd have to say that's your pleasure. And mine. Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's clobbering time, if you're lucky. And then Friday, it's Friday Night Possum, the contender for the throne. Well, the phone lines will be open as soon as I find the cue.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a few words from our sponsor.
Open wide, America. Burger Chef's got big, juicy, terrific burgers for you. 100% all beef. We really work hard to serve them hot and delicious, so you can take them to our work farm and make them taste even better, the way you want them. You're going to love our burgers.
Open wide, America. You never can forget. You get more, more, more to like at Burger Chef.
Weeknights at 11. Star Trek.
Fire those faces, that's an order, Mr. Spock.
The crew of the Enterprise experiences new worlds beyond your imagination. It stars William Shatner as Captain Kirk.
My friend is obviously Chinese.
And Leonard Nimoy as Mr. Spock.
I see you've noticed the ears.
Star Trek takes you to galaxies and planets never before explored. Every weeknight at 11, here on the station that plays favorites, Channel 43.
And there's our first caller. Welcome to Possum Hour.
Hi-ho, Commodore O. I'm Dork Mannerly. And this is the Dork report. Newsflash! The CIA is monitoring your activities through your microwave. Yes, it's true. Think of the intelligence they garnered from the pot pie I made last night. Fascinating. They also bugged my toaster, read my emails, and trolled my Facebook. I'm fit to be tied. This morning, I found Obama in my sock drawer. If I'm lying, strike me dead.
Say, man, what is that funky smell? And that big brown thing coming out of that dog's tail.
Smells worse than the U.S. Senate. Guy in front of me, he just stepped in it.
Well, it's dog shit here, dog shit there. God dang dog shit everywhere. Got the Amsterdam dog shit blue. Man, oh man, I see the bitch. Well, little bit of dog, great big dog. Up the street with the doo-doo logs. Got Amsterdam dog shit blues. Man, oh man, you better check your shoes. Well, you don't want to smoke it, don't want to roll it. Why don't you get some doggy, some little doggy toilets. Got Amsterdam dog shit blues. Ooh. Man, oh man, it's a deal. Amsterdam is the dog shit capital of the world. Gonna grab them mutts, throw them in the canal, so I won't have to smell their stinky bowel. Movement, that is. What am I gonna do? I got the lowdown dirty, stinky rotten boo-boo caca, big giant turdola. This St. Bernard about the size of a pony man let this giant turd out on the street. It was so big. You know how big it was? It had little turds orbiting around it. Well, I got the Amsterdam dog shit blues.
You dirty dog.
Woof. Woof.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby!
Thank you! Thank you!
There you go.
Amsterdam dog shit blues. That's what it's all about. I was panicking. I couldn't get my phone working.
Oh, man. Tonight was rife with technical glitches.
Yeah.
Yeah, my all-important clock.
Yeah.
The one I had to manually spring ahead the other night.
Uh-huh.
I was 5 minutes ahead. I'm sitting around, doo-dee-doo-doo-doo, watching some dopey thing on Facebook. Oh, that's touching my heart. I'm getting a tear in my eye. Oh, holy shit. 10 minutes, still show. Better move.
I was wondering why you were a little late there, close to the Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, flight. That was weird. I don't know how that happened. Hopefully, maybe the battery might be getting low in it.
You got to train
your
eyes.
Or I fucked up.
The clock on your desktop.
Well, yeah, but that's all tiny print, and my eyes are 56.
I know. I hear you there. I hear you there.
This has big numbers in the hands. It even glows in the dark and shit, man. It's badass.
I'm looking at it.
The kind of clock.
TV today.
This is the kind of clock you can set your watch by, I guess. Yeah. Oh, I wanted to tell you guys something.
Okay.
Been hearing about this fake news.
Yeah.
Fake news. Fake news.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what fake news is. You want to hear fake news?
Fake news is Commodore.
LMFAO.
Yeah.
That's fake. How many times do you think when somebody writes laughing my fucking ass off that they're actually laughing so hard that their ass might actually fall off?
That's true. I've never seen it. I've never seen it happen.
Well, you got that right. Quit this. You're just filling up the air with falsehoods. And rolling on the floor laughing my fucking ass off. Forget about it. That never happened. You liars.
I came close when Carol Shannon told everybody that you throwed it like the fucker in the ass. I came close.
Well, that's a difference. See, that's the thing. That's why overusing these phrases just diminishes the power of them. If you actually did roll on the floor laughing your fucking ass off, you were probably listening to Possum Hour or something, you know.
There you go.
It just makes sense. Just makes sense. All right. Well, we gotta blow something up, man, because, you know, I have so much pent-up rage. what happened was I got lost on my way to my gig Sunday, man. And what happened was I Google mapped this fucking thing, right? And it's in Bunfuck, Ohio. Bunfuck. It's off the road to Bunfuck. It's not even near, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, a dirt road leading up to this joint. So I did the Google Maps, and I didn't scroll all the way down.
Uh-oh.
Okay? And I missed the last instruction to turn left.
What was it? A militia family or something like that? A militia? Where they're living out in the woods?
No. It's a weird party barn. Like, they rent it out for parties and shit. And, all these people showed up. I don't know how in the hell they found the place. You know.
They scrolled down,
apparently, yeah. I got home, and I'm like, I'm writing a letter to the Times. That damn Google Maps fucked me again. And I look, and I scroll a little further, and there's, you got to turn left, idiot. Oh, jeez. So anyway, I asked this guy, go in this place, and this town is like, you know, four buildings at a crossroads. Luckily, one of them was opened on a Sunday with people, and I went in. I said, you got an idea where this place is? And you get that look. You know immediately they have no fucking idea.
Crazy Google. I don't know that place.
She gets her supervisor. How? Wait a minute, maybe the girl in the back. How? So this guy's buying a 12-pack of Bush. I go, man. He smelled like he'd already had a 12-pack in him, too.
He knows.
Dude, Sonny Dick. This thing. He goes, oh, you need to go to Loudonville. Like, oh my God, what? I had to go to another town, you're saying? Oh, yeah, go into Loudonville, second light, make a left. And then you see the McDonald's, make another left, and you'll be in there. Yeah. I didn't completely trust his.
Yeah.
Well, I left very early. I ended up adding 45 minutes onto the voyage. And I stopped into McDonald's just to double check. They more blank expressions, and some lady had a, one of the gals on break had a gym crack, and I sweet talked her into looking it up. So the old man was right. I was on the right path. I found the place.
I
was there on plenty of time.
You could trust the drunkard.
Yeah, it was good time too, man. But worked out well. Happy ending.
Babies,
you gotta love happy
babies?
Ending. Oh, I'll tell you about the babage.
Okay, all right.
In just a minute, but first, it's time to blow something up. Yes, that's right. No, actually, this gal, one of the gals there, she's like, at the end, she says, she's like smile, giving me the smile and the eye contact, the unending eye contact, you know?
You
ever get that? With the they won't look, they're just going in your eyes, going, and the smile with the face and the pretty. And she never mentioned a boyfriend or a husband, had no ring, and at the end, the last thing she said to me is, I hope to see you again real soon.
Oh.
And I'm like, yeah, I want to see you again real soon.
You got the nice, man. You got the you're a quick piece.
Yeah, I lose any more weight, boy. Candy bar on the door. Okay, so anyway, during this thing, they were playing some crap. There was a crappy DJ there. Of course, the bane of my life. My life would be perfect if DJs and their crappy fucking equipment didn't exist. Alas, it does, so I have to put up with it. This one's by... I was surprised. This is by the Black Eyed Peas, so I've liked a few of their numbers. But this
I like
one...
Fergie.
Yeah. But this one... Oh, it's gotta go. It's gotta go! Ladies and gentlemen, the Black Eyed Peas.
Good morning, Miss Lapdale.
Good morning, Mr. Lowry.
Take a letter, Miss Lapdale.
Yes, Mr. Lowry. I'm ready.
To my Siamese representative, Mr. Rami. Dear me, Hey, wait a minute.
Trying to steal my wife away from me, eh? I'll tear you apart, you philandering porcupine. You keep away from my wife or I'll tear this cucumber off and shove it down your throat.
Wait a minute, I never saw your wife.
Oh, yeah?
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a
He's got me!
Let's go!
You in the ass?
Fuck you!
For her while the times are hard. I told her no, baby. You got the wrong man, I know.
some flour to help her and these young girls hold the rear of her. I told her, no, no, baby, you got a wrong man, oh. I told her, no, no, baby, you got the wrong man, I know. Now look, young woman, one of us has got to go. Get myself a job to work for her while the times were hard. I told her, no, no, baby, you got a wrong man, I know. I told her, no, no, baby, you got the wrong man, I know. And look, young woman, one of us has got to go.
Yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Bring it, Lord. Bring it, Lord. We got a new one for the roll call.
Speaking of John Link, though, man, I was looking over movies on Amazon TV I got.
Yeah.
There's this action picture with a major star. I don't remember who, but he plays the character of John Link.
Oh, well, that's cool. I thought you were going to say John Link was in, like, a Charlton Heston movie or
major
something.
Major movie? It should be, though.
Man, I tell you what, I really wanted to make him a star.
Hey.
I did.
Yeah.
I think he would be great on, like, a late-night show, sitting over in the corner, and then they'd say, what does John Link think? And they'd put the camera on him, and he'd say something wacky like, I want to stab my brother.
Oh,
that was great.
I wonder if he's still alive.
We miss you, John. We miss you.
Yeah. I think
and your brother, Fred.
Jack.
That Fred night. Oh. Remember the night Fred called in with his existential philosophy on politics, sex, life, environment, and everything. We were all stunned.
We went on with the show. You could still hear him in the background with that monotone.
Well, after a while, yeah. It got a little boring. But for a while, I was on the edge of my seat, man. All right. Let's say the names of these wonderful units that came to exude with us here in the Possum Lounge.
Good idea. Capital idea.
Agent 3456.
3456.
I believe that is our newest, shiniest possum. Freshest, the freshest one. There's Beth Ann San, a returning possum. Classic. Oh, yeah. We miss you, darling.
Uh-huh.
10 p.m. Eastern Time, Mondays and Fridays. Can't miss it. Right here on the Grenache Network. And there's, and now, hey, there's Dr. Cake. Look at that.
Dr. Cake.
Officially a show. The show started out really rocky, Cake. Gumby couldn't get his phone to work. I was having the heartbreak of psoriasis. Ted had the skitters. All hell was breaking loose. And Dr. Cake shows up, everything goes perfectly.
Okay.
Boom. Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. And there's Maggie C. Oh, Maggie C. First in love, first in peace, first in the Possum Lounge tonight, Jack.
That's
never fear, Cake is here.
Maggie C.
Well said, Cake. Maggie C's great.
Yes.
Except she woke up Ted tonight. She was thinking about Ted and woke him up.
They got
I know
that
that's what happened.
Thing going
he was sound asleep, man. He was sound asleep.
Uh-huh.
He didn't even hear the English lady or anything. And then he's up. What the fuck, man? Jack who? Jack me off. Who do you have? That's the herd mentality. He's trying to come in early. No, no, no. You're Wait your turn. There's other people's eyes, our old pal Ope.
Ope, dear. Captain Knight.
He's one of the good ones. He's been there. Oh, boy. He's one of the original possums.
Yeah. I miss this show.
I believe.
He had a good show.
I love this show, man.
Yeah.
That was cool. Sunday nights.
Uh-huh.
Bring that back, dude.
Yeah.
Interview your kids. I'd like
to
hear them little guys, man. Munchkins, man.
Look, you don't need Juniper. Juniper Hill, whatever the hell his name is.
Oh, Beth Ann San missed the roll call. I'll say her name again. Beth Ann San. Okay. Welcome back to the Possum Lounge. Oh, my music's running out. Well, there's Professor R.J. Gumby and his puppet Cinquanette. You know, you can't go wrong with Professor R.J.
Damn right.
Yeah, right. There you go.
And there's the Herd Mentality.
The Herd Mentality here.
Good of you to join us. And
jealous.
On the line, no, that's Joey Turd, not Turd.
Okay.
Joey Turd. Joey Turd's doing really well in spring training, man. He's playing.
Okay.
He could play either corner infield or corner outfield spot. So he's got a little versatility. He's hitting .311. Looks like a promising candidate for a spot on the roster. And hanging on the line is our old pal Jay Bird. Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it, the length and breadth of it, the up and down, the sideways, and in between, the Possum Lounge. Wait for it.
Wait.
Well, wait for it.
It's coming up.
Ding.
And your super host coming.
Hey,
is the Beaver.
Excellent, man.
Yes, good stuff.
That's a lot of stuff there in a short amount of time.
squeezed it in.
Shake harder, boy. Hey, I got a haircut.
Oh. How is it about that? You know,
what did I
want to
right? say about the haircut? Oh, yeah. They were like Trump dudes, man.
Yeah.
Where I get my haircut?
Yeah.
They're like Trump
dudes. Did
you
keep your mouth shut before you ended up leaving there with a mohawk?
No, I actually walked the tightrope, man. You know,
okay,
and I know these guys have razors behind my back, right?
Yes.
So I says, and this is true. This is true. The way my hair had grown out, and from the weird haircut I'd had before, I could actually, if I'd had enough hairspray, I could have pulled off a Trump. You know? Combing it forward and then back around and shit. I discovered this one night when I changed my part, and I went, holy jeez, I need a fucking haircut bad. So I mentioned that to the guy, and he goes, oh, yeah, well, look at this. And he turns around. There's a hat there, and he turns it around, and there it is. Make America great again. Yep, yep, yep.
Oh,
so I said, hey, there you go. I said, I know why he wears that thing. He's having a bad hair day, right? And we all had a jolly good laugh.
Well, I'm glad you got out of there alive.
I changed the subject, started talking about Gunsmoke, because it was on the TV.
Okay. I've been talking about bananas and my cigar shop guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there are people getting into Westerns again. I think it's because they're all getting rid of cable. Because he had one of those retro channels on.
God, it's a golden age. I'm telling you, it's
a
golden age.
It is. Fuck cable.
My heart soars to hear this, dude.
Uh-huh. I told him about Ben Cartwright having three different wives. I mean, it was like...
He didn't know that.
A different mother. He didn't know that. No.
He didn't know that.
Yeah. He was telling me
on.
About the episode where they had flashbacks of the Adams mother dying.
Yeah.
And then that's
when
I told him, well, there was a different news. He was the fucking kiss of death. Ben Cartwright is the kiss of fucking death.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Don't marry that cat, or you're
no,
through.
No.
You're through. Yeah. Yeah.
One chick was massacred by Indians, for Christ's sake.
Which one was that? Was that Little Joe?
I have no idea.
No, that was Hoss's old lady, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think the other two died in childbirth. I know Adams did.
No, I think Little Joe's died of the vapors.
The vapors, there you go. The bend.
She succumbed to the vapors.
Well, that
when Adam's blowing Little Joe shit about his mom being a tawdry Louisiana hoe and his mother being a New England patrician up across society woman. Then their fists come out and they roll on the ground. By God. And then Hoss picks them both up and goes, nah, you boys have to get along here. Paul's coming home pretty soon.
Let's have a couple of three breakfasts.
Yeah, let's have a couple three breakfasts. Fucking Hoss was great, man. There's another show with Hoss in it, too. That's on Saturdays.
Really?
Cimarron City. And Hoss is like the sidekick to the hero. And his name's Tiny.
Shit.
Yeah.
Tiny.
He doesn't wear the funny hat, but he's got a mustache. But it's Hoss, all right. I'd recognize him anywhere.
I think we need the Hoss song if you have it handy. With all this Hoss talk.
You want to do a little Dan Blocker?
Yeah, a little Dan Blocker.
I'm always up for some Dan Blocker, motherfucker.
Oh, don't I know it.
Hit it! Please.
Dan Blocker, Lorne Green, Mike.
Well, we have a caller here in the old Possum Hour. Hey, Jaybird, what's up, man? What's up, dude? Something all?
He's waiting for it.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
It never gets old. That's the funny part. I pulled the fully again. Ladies and gentlemen, Jaybird! Cool, man.
I'm waiting for the sound effects to stop. Okay.
Hey, man. Okay, we got to
really
tell everybody.
You've really got to hand it to blind prostitutes.
All right, should I get
the thingy out
for him there? All right. Hang on. Get ready. Here it is.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I deserve the Wilhelm. I like it.
A little Wilhelm for that one. Yeah.
All
righty, man. Well, coming up on the three.
Hey, Lady J.
Oh, yeah. I got to meet Lady J.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday. I'm like... Yeah. Dude, I better not. You know, you better not. You better be careful, man, because you know she seems like a okey doke. Don't fuck this up. Is what I'm saying, Jennifer. Don't fuck this up.
Decker has the knife. Don't steal right out from underneath you. He got it.
Oh no! But yeah, she's nice looking gal. And that seems like she's got a good head on her shoulders.
And
she lives real close. What's that? Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Is she there tonight, Jaybird?
Yes, and they're naked.
Woohoo! They're naked. Most excellent.
Big boner hose. Right?
Yeah, what?
There's no big deal. Okay.
Good.
Never big deal.
Well, on that note.
Oh, yeah, it's time.
Yeah, it's that time.
Sorry, kids. It's that time.
What do we got?
Blocker.
Oh, geez. Oh, this is a goodie. This is a goodie.
Oh, cool.
I'm not even spinning the wheel. I'm just going right into it.
Right to it.
Yep. Leaping right for the clitoris. Nope. I didn't say that. you got my mind on another thing.
I'm writing down that blind joke. I like that. A blind hooker joke. that was good, Jaybird. I like that.
Oh. They're going to start they're passing a hat to buy you guys some clothes in the Possum Lounge, dude.
Now, they're wearing a big water barrel with suspenders on it.
Yeah, the big barrel with the straps.
No.
I used to love wearing that in Yeovil, you know? You had the barrel with the straps. Those were great.
Kansas, buddy. You probably wear it there.
Digby did some good work today, man. I gotta say, getting the show. at the meeting this morning, he had some kind of crystal meth or something he put in the coffee.
Coach
and
Digby, he's a madman. Coach Digby.
It was crazy town. 3 minutes. Yeah. You'll never get back.
Have to help out with the music that we play. I've had a thought, what if we put some of my stuff on our latest LP? I tell my folks I wrote a track on a Beatles album. Now how about that?
I'd like to be artistically more involved in all the music that we play. There'd still be 10 on this album, so forgive me for wanting just the one. It could be good, maybe we should think of using some music not by John. I could sing and keep the beat. It would be great for my self-esteem. I'd like to be creatively represented on the album that we play. Walk out if you guys won't let me sing my song. Oh, what joy for this Liverpool boy. Finally, I'll prove the critics wrong. This will mean the whole wide world to me. Our fans won't even know what to do. I'm finally songwriting royalties like you. Songwriting royalties like you. Any chance we'll do the submarine one too.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is
All right, now, if you were able to pick out the irony of my story about getting lost and needing to find directions and then ultimately getting them from someone with a gym crack, you get a gold star.
There you go.
I must resist. I must resist. Resist the gym crack. Yeah. Do you remember this one? 6-2 and even, over and out.
6-2 and even.
Bring about?
Oh, not at all.
That's Dick Tracy. Dick Tracy used to say that in Dick Tracy cartoon. 6-2 and even, over and out. And someone online asked, and I was thinking, what the hell does that mean anyway?
Sure.
Well, of course somebody on the internet asked that question before me. And that's like, it actually means the same thing as 5x5, which we use here on the Grenache Network for checking to see if the sound is okay. A 6-2, there's two dials, power level. 6 was showing up one dial, and 2 was showing on the other dial, and the numbers were holding steady. So it's like 5x5. Both signals were at strong signals. So anyway. Now we have gym cracks. We don't need wrist radios. Yeah. 6-2 and even,
so
over and out.
He's asking if he's coming across okay on his fucking watch.
I think it's more like 10-4. You know, I heard your message.
Okay.
You're coming through clear.
Okay.
Everything's okie doke. You know, it's one of those.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, it's an okie doke.
It's a copy that. Copy that.
Copy that. Yes.
There you go.
Opie, you watch the Dick Tracy cartoons? You mean the ones with Jiu-Jitsu and Go-Go Gomez and all those racially insensitive characters, which I adored. I worshipped the show when I was 3 years old, man.
Huh?
That's weird. All right. Yeah, Roger. Roger, Roger. Don't call me Roger. Don't call me Shirley. All right. Now, you were we were talking earlier. Who was that? Dork Mannerly was talking about the microwaves that are listening in on. Well, that damn thing you have, the Alexa. Did you see that thing?
Yeah. Oh, what?
A video. They go, "Hello, Alexa." And it says, "Yeah." What is the CIA? And it says, "The United States Central Intelligence Agency, CIA." And they go, "Alexa, are you connected to the CIA?" And then Alexa doesn't answer and shuts off.
Oh, want me to try it?
Yeah, give it a try.
Alexa, are you connected to the CIA? Oh, you hear that? She said, "No, I work for Amazon." All right, thank you.
Are you kidding?
No, that's what she said.
Well, that was fake news, huh?
We're on to you. We're on to you, Alexis.
That funny. Or Alexis is on to us, maybe. I don't know, one of the two.
maybe since that article came out, they sent your information. No.
Sure.
You're
for Amazon. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here.
Oh, that's
speaking of nothing to see here. Here we go, Ohio. I don't know what their plan was, but this couple thought it would be hilarious to stage a murder scene. So they got in the bathtub. Did you see this? And they poured ketchup all over, and then they put it online, and then the police show up.
God.
They didn't think it was so funny. Derek and Kate did that one last night, didn't they? Derek and Kate did that, didn't they? They did that.
They did it with their hatchables.
Yeah, bastards. That's why, I can't. There's always so many weird fucking stories out there, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Unless you start making them up.
They didn't break any laws, though, did they?
In Russian,
not really.
Alexa
no.
Spelled backwards is spy.
There we go. Alexa, are you a spy?
Man.
Wow.
What'd she say?
Oh, she went on a big spiel saying that, I'm only, I only record when you call my name or something like that. If you want to know Privacy Act, go to, she gave me the...
Oh, me thinks she protests too much. Wow.
Alexa, do you like Possum Hour?
Sounds like Sean Spicer. Jeez. You're getting a little defensive there, man.
She is. All right,
whatever.
She is.
Whatever. It's cool. No, it's cool, man. It's cool. There's no spies. There's nothing to see here. All right, this is a good one. Anchorage, Alaska. This guy, he's charged with a snatch and grab theft. Ooh, with a twist. He got a front end loader to steal an ATM. You know, just make off with the whole goddamn thing. Right?
Yeah. That's easy to do.
Yeah. Well, they spotted him making his way down the highway with the ATM there. And didn't work out so good.
They do that shit all the time with the ATM. They can walk in with a hand truck and just wheel away. You're wearing
something. Thing is, those things.
Uniform and carrying a clipboard. These people don't know shit.
Oh sure, yeah, you could do that. But the thing is, the machines have trackers in them and shit, so they're gonna find you. 5 minutes. Them banks like their money, and they don't like they don't like to give it up, and they don't like people taking it. You know.
All right. That wasn't that
great a story. But in Columbus here years ago, a couple of hillbillies got a fucking chain to the bumper and wrapped it around that bad boy in front of the 7-Eleven, tried dragging that thing down the street. Remember that one, Jay Bird? That was funny as fuck.
Jay Bird was behind the wheel.
I'm sorry to bring up a bad memory. That was one of Jay Bird's earlier heists. Yeah. Anyway. remember, it was like 15 years ago or something, somebody tried to pull a ATM out with a pickup truck. Put a chain around it. Oh, okay. Just for the record, it was not Jay Bird. Okay.
Not Jay Bird.
Okay. Now, the Derek K Show, I'm sure, shared this one. yeah. All right. This is in Miami, Florida. It's always Florida, Ohio, maybe occasional Alaska, but always come back to Ohio.
Florida's still winning, though. Florida.
But this is Miami, Florida, not Miami, Ohio. a lawyer, okay? Defense lawyer Stephen Gutierrez. I'm not saying he's a liar, but last Wednesday afternoon in court, his pants were on fire. huh?
How fucking poetic is that?
What do you think?
there is a god. I love it.
Yeah, he had one of them e-cigarette bad boys, and they have some of them have defective batteries, and they ignite in your pocket. And yeah,
that is fucking great.
Hilarious.
Was his nose growing and his black and his tongue black?
Oh man, that's gotta hurt too. When that thing ignites against your leg.
Oh yeah. Oh, Christ, it's a little too close to the Gumby.
Oh, the groan there, yeah.
Oh,
your naughty bits. You ever get light them sparklers, them 4th of July sparklers, and get one of them bad boys caught under your fingernail? Holy mother of God! I can imagine it's about as hot as that, you know?
Hoofa. Oh.
Good stuff. Okay. Sorry. Case dismissed.
What if he tries to see our president give a life speech and suddenly his pants go up?
Like that one with Mo Sizlak. JCPenney catalog.
Oh, God.
One more. This is weird. I just thought this was funny. Dumbass. Oh, maybe we'll give him a shovel to the head or something. I don't know. Just dipshit. Because I'm an artist. I make my living as an artist. And I don't know. I think I do something that has a function and a place. I don't know. Sometimes this modern art kind of makes me go, I could do that. And it's, what the fuck? So this guy, he's making this paper mache sculpture, right? Calling it Paper Boy, and it's made out of old comic books. Right? This is an old story, so you may have heard this. Okay. But what happened was this guy comes in, he's looking at the thing, he says, holy shit. He says, you got a copy of Avengers number 5 on there. No, Avengers number 1.
Oh,
worth like $20,000.
Oh.
I had no clue. I had no clue.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
he found him in a box that had been thrown away, so he had no idea. He thought they were worthless, you know.
Yeah.
He had no idea about comic books. but paper mache.
Oh,
nothing can be done now, but I'm looking to get someone to buy it. Maybe Nicolas Cage. Yeah, he likes comics.
He'll buy it. Yeah. Not the beast! Not the beast!
That's got to be, you know, the guy's going, do you realize what you have here? And then can you imagine how much of a chump that guy felt like? And he's got to play it cool, right?
Hell yeah. That's what makes it art.
Yeah. And that's what gives him the shovel to the head.
Ow!
Back to our show.
Hey, Jude. Don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. And remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey, Jude. Don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. And the minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. And anytime you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain. Don't carry the world upon your shoulders. For now you know that it's a fool who plays it cool by making its world a little colder. Da da da. I'm knitting a straitjacket for my sweetheart. Hey Jude, don't let me down. You have found her. Now go and get her and bring her back. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. So let it out and let it in. Hey Jude, begin. You're waiting for someone to perform with. And don't you know that it's just you? Hey Jude, you'll do the movement you need. It's on your shoulder. Nada, and weren't you a bugler with the brownies once? Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her under your skin. Then you'll begin to make it better. Better, 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 better. I feel so much better.
Jude. Wait, Jude, wait. Where are you going, Jude? Yeah, look me straight in the fingers, Jude. Jude, why do I call you Jude when your name is Seymour? Where are you going, Jude? Come back! Da-da! Da-da-da! Jude, don't run away. Wait, don't you want to sing a chorus with me? Come on. Come on, let's sing one more chord. With your three brown eyes like that. We'll sing together. We'll do things. Hey, Jude, will you come back? Hey, Jude, stupid, where are you going?
That was a beauty.
Peter Lorre's belting it out, baby.
He used to be station manager here at Blog Talk Radio, didn't he?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. What was
back in the old days?
Forget it now.
Wait a minute. Was it Laszlo?
Yes, Laszlo. Yeah, I forget.
Lowenstein.
Lowenstein. Okay.
Was it Laszlo Lowenstein?
Yes, it was his real name, whatever the hell that is. I think it's Laszlo.
Well, that's Laszlo Lowenstein. Well,
we had a picture.
The opinions expressed by Laszlo Lowenstein are not necessarily those of Possum Hour or our sponsors. All right, moving right along. Okay, I told you about the haircut. That was fun. Looks pretty sharp, too, man. Sharp dressed. The,
yeah.
The haircut and the leather.
I got it on Grenache. I got your haircut on Grenache. After this,
no, not the hair. Oh, I know what you're talking. I bet I don't even have to look. Forget about it. All right. Oh, Jaybird's. Jaybird brought the bar over, man, today.
All right.
The backyard bar.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking like the stranger, and you brought a bear over.
No, the bar.
The bar.
Did you see that on Facebook? I put it up on Facebook, man.
Yeah.
That's badass.
I dig it.
We negotiated.
Looks like it could be a doghouse.
I'll probably, you know.
That's a teddy
bar. So Bogey brings over. He comes over. He's like, "Oh, geez." He was kind of against the bar. Looking at the picture, he wasn't all for the bar.
Yeah.
And when the bar got here, he's like, "Oh no." He's like, "Oh, Bogey liked the bar."
Oh, Bogey.
So Bogey comes over.
Bogey.
Yeah, he comes over with an ice bucket. We need an ice bucket for the bar. Perfect. So now,
life is cool.
Yeah. You bring out a bottle, an ice bucket full of ice, a couple of glasses.
Uh-huh.
Game on, right?
Yeah.
He brought over some shit. Again, with the fucking expensive scotch. Jura, J-U-R-A. Now, this shit is made on an island, okay, in Scotland.
Okay.
There's only 200 people that live there, and they're all employed at the distillery that makes this incredible, heavenly scotch. And that's all they do.
Are they taking applications?
I don't know, man. There's like distillery workers and goats on this island, and the best scotch you've ever had in your. Holy crap, that stuff was good. Wow. Oh,
take it.
I looked it up. Reggie Van Gleason's poison of choice. A little bit of scotch.
There you go. You can't get any better than that.
I figured.
step away for a
yes.
second. I didn't hear
yes.
what you said about the bar, but I found an umbrella for it.
Oh, I've got three in the shed, man.
You got three umbrellas in the shed?
Yeah. What's the umbrella look like?
I don't know. I haven't checked it out yet, but it's fairly big.
Because I still got that one from that one table that didn't work out. It's got some kind of booze on it or something. I can't remember which. That'll be cool in it, I think.
Oh, yeah. I think I remember that.
Yeah, I think it's red. I'll have to check the shed. All right. Boy, this show is really one for the archives, eh? boy, oh, boy. Oh, yeah. I'm not kidding. Hey, dude,
Thomas,
you think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. Oh, the yodel. The yodel? What about a quickie?
Okay. You know I like it. Quickies that lead
quickie.
To the yodel.
Uh-oh, Jaybird dropped. You know what that means.
Uh-oh.
Doodly doodly doo doo doo.
Yes.
Aruga. Uh-huh. Time for a quickie. That National Lampoon's Vacation, that's my favorite line.
What was that?
Chevy Chase finds out they're eating hamburger helper with no hamburger. He says, he said, real meat nut? Or no, real? Is that real tomato ketchup there, Eddie? Cousin Eddie says, nothing but the best.
Cousin Eddie.
Might be the greatest character ever created on film. Should they could still bring him back for a TV series, man.
Yeah.
The Cousin Eddie show. Oh, my God, would that be so great?
It could be a reality show now.
Yeah, just don't even have to write a script. Just follow the guy around. Yeah.
Put the camera in his face.
He is cousin. He's become Cousin Eddie, man. He's everyone's Cousin Eddie. He's America's Cousin Eddie. Damn it!
He has Cousin Eddie in the rearview mirror. Are you kidding? He out cousin Eddie.
I love Randy Quaid. I don't care what you think. I love him, man.
Canada's Cousin Eddie. Agent.
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
It happens to the best of us.
Oh, God.
Star
whackers.
You want to just do the yodel, man?
Yeah, lay it right.
Get the fucking yodel out of the way. No, get it out of the way. It's a fucking great yodel.
Oh, of course.
Fucking great yodel.
Oily, 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 oily,
It's yodeling time!
I was born in Switzerland. My name is Louise.
And open a hailing frequency for my victory yodel.
Yo!
Yahoo! There you go. Something like that. Applause! I gotta tell you twice. All right then. Man, I got a 5-yard penalty for overusing that fucking air horn tonight. Sorry. Good yodel, though. Everybody liked
Damn
that.
Damn good yodel.
Yep. Who was that, do you ask? Why, it was Janet McBride with the Swiss cheese yodel. She was punching holes in cheese. Ooh, that's my kind of woman. What do you do, baby? Punch holes in cheese. Come here.
Cheese puncher.
It's on. Yeah. Punching holes in cheese.
Philadelphians, man, we get kinky with cheese, don't we?
Fucking A, man. Them Philly cheesesteaks. Get the fuck on.
Remember the cheese guy that used to call over to
That's
his
right,
car?
The cheese fucker. Yes.
Uh-huh. He was actually from my neighborhood. I lived right there for a while.
Yeah. I'm sure he was Professor. You cheese fucker.
I got a couple singles right here, baby.
Don't give me fake news, you fake news. You. Alrighty. Well, cheese fucking aside. I got my cheese wig. I'm a cheese wig boy.
That was my favorite one, that fucking movie.
That's a great line. It stuck with me, too. Like,
yeah.
What?
They just got
my cheese whiz, boy.
A major car chase through a mall. He has cheese whiz in his pocket the whole fucking time.
Of course. And of course he's got it handy. He's all with blues, man. He's like one of them guys. He's like, if you want backed up, you want a guy like Elwood Blues backing you up, because that guy, he's handy. He's ready with the cheese whiz and the toast.
Gotta love Elroy.
Oh my God, Gigantor was flipping out over the toaster oven, man, tonight. Talked to him earlier. Oh my God, dude!
Uh-huh.
I can cook everything now. So, and toast. He's got access, complete access to toast now, which is very important. With Gigantor, there's two things. Well, there's three things. You got laundry, toast, and robot fuel. Those are the three.
We're right back to Elroy with the toast. White toast.
No. That was earlier on, what's his name? Dork Mannerly. He said his toaster was bugged. Yeah. Back in the 90s, I did a whole article on Nazis and toasters.
Okay.
But that was only, it was limited to Whitehall. It didn't even show up in Bexley, but there were several sightings in Whitehall. People say Whitehall's boring, but man, when you got little Hitlers popping out of your toaster, you know, you think,
Nazi
geez.
Toasters. Wow,
yeah, man. Nazis and toasters. Who knew?
Yeah.
I read it.
I hate is toaster Nazis.
Yeah, toast Nazis.
Yep.
I don't know what else. I got any more notes? Dear Lord, we have 5 minutes to fill. Oh, here it is. Guess what? Chicken butt. No. Guess who I'm friends with on Facebook now? And this sort of brings it around to the beginning of time. I am now friends with Curly's grandson.
Oh, are you? Cool. That live video was fucking great.
I know.
Yep.
Emil Sitka's son is great. I'd love to get him on the show. Talk about Emil Sitka
Leo
for 90
Gorsuch
minutes.
Jr. with the guitar.
Don't even get me started on Leo Gorsi. Leo Gorsi Jr. He was bigger than the Beatles.
Been in that garage, man, when they were jamming.
Oh, no doubt. You remember, that was established on this program, this very program. Leo Gorsi was bigger than the Beatles.
Yes.
All right.
Well,
this is not hyperbole. This is
Leo Gorsi.
This is fact.
Yep.
This is fact. Bigger than the Beatles. Fuck them. Satch, not so much.
I was going to say Brad, a friend request. I forgot all about it.
Who? Curly's grandson?
Yeah. Is he a Howard? Or no?
I don't know. I don't fucking no. Whoa! Didn't expect that. I was going for the tequila.
All right. There it is. Oh,
well, thanks everybody for coming. A wonderful show. A wonderful, wonderful.
Yep.
Beautiful. Comedy of errors. Huh? An error of comedies. I'd like to thank Jay Bird and Lady J. For stopping by.
Get your clothes on, kid. Enough of that.
Yeah, naked. It was fun to have naked people on the show, though, for a change.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm often pantsless, but I do wear my drawers.
Of course.
Ted's always naked, but that's just him. He's a free spirit.
He's waving his freak flag.
Oh, he's got a Jeebus on his bunghole, too. You ever seen that? Natties. Where, like, the hair comes together and shit, and then, like, the bunghole and shit.
Jeebus.
Looks like Jeebus. Yeah.
Yep.
Weird shit. I don't know how they do that. It's nature. It's a mistake. Freak of nature. Well, we're all freaks of nature when you think about it. I mean, aren't we all just genetic deviations from the original DNA?
Jeebus. I got a little Jeebus back there.
I'm related to Jeebus.
Huh?
It was on the thing. It was on the internet. Yeah. Direct descendant of Jeebus.
Natties.
Thanks for coming, everybody.
Yes.
Take care of your loved ones. Crush your enemies and see them driven before you.
Fuck snow.
I'm drunk with power.
Yes, you are.
Fuck snow. I'm drunk with something.
Even,
we're gonna
baby.
Beam out of here. Hang on. Over and out. Energize.
See. Jews in space.
Jews are in space. Assuming a law protecting the Hebrew race. Back in its place. When Goyim attack us, we give them a smack, we'll slap them right back in the
vaccinated with a phonograph needle tonight. What the hell was up with that, man?
fun time. Another class of water I felt.
We ain't running out of material tonight, man. I don't know how interesting it was, but certainly filled up
that one meatball. Who sent that to us?
That was Chuck.
Chuck?
Yeah. Chuck, man. He posted that on Grenache. I think he may tune into the show. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck. How you doing? Thank you for that one, people. Hey, we played that.
Why would he put that up there unless he listens to the show and figured that was possum, man? You know.
Yeah, it's very possum.
That was possum as fuck. AF. I'm sorry.
Years ago, we played another version of that song, but that was Ry Cooder. That was good stuff.
Hmm. We did not.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy town. All right.
I was thinking of Ry Cooder one. That was cool.
That was more blues. I love Ry Cooder.
Yeah.
We haven't played enough Ry Cooder on the Possum Hour, by the way. Another possum-y kind of guy. He's in the Leon Russell mold of possum. ishness. A lot of stuff there. A lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff.
Liking him. Yeah, a lot of stuff. Shoot. No snow. Dude, I predict Central Ohio is going to be unscathed.
Yeah.
If we get a dusting in Columbus, I'll be surprised. That's about all I'm expecting, a dusting. Because that thing's going to blow right over us, go to the north, heading toward Maine. And we've got the Ohio Valley has this, some sort of effect on the weather, where the cold weather sort of passes over us and then dips back down and crunches Pittsburgh. Because the Pittsburgh and Columbus are almost equally on the same latitude.
Oh, okay.
But it's like always colder in Pittsburgh, worse weather in Pittsburgh. Well, at the same latitude as Philly, too, really. You think about it. A straight
Philly
shot.
Philly doesn't get much snow anymore. I think we got some kind of toxic gas over us or something.
Well, you're too close to Jersey, man. The fumes, they melt it before it can land.
That must be it.
Well, you're supposed to get crunched, though, man. They're saying you're dead meat.
Yeah, they're saying 8 to 12.
Woo! Yeah, I'll be surprised if there's if there's more than a dusting here. We'll get. Well, good luck with that, man. You ain't got no shoveling to do, do you?
I got cigars. I don't care.
You got any shoveling you got to do? Shoveling?
I will just to fuck around. Plus, I like to get my neighbors, you know, elderly.
Yeah.
I like to take care of them. But we're not going anywhere,
I'm the elderly neighbor now. Except for you know who. Yeah. You know who. I'm going to say who no more.
You know what I like about Elvis, though? It's his name.
Your greatest.
It's just
I think that's
name.
Your greatest invention.
I can like things under his fucking name. Pages. It doesn't look like a page. It looks like a person.
Yeah. Elvis Rothfarb likes your page. And they go, Elvis Rothfarb? Elvis Costello wasn't bad enough. They had to come up with Elvis Rothfarb?
I was going to call it Elvis Rothfarb Covers, but I like just his name.
I like to look at you. Dude, I'm worried about him, man. The real dude.
Right now.
That real dude, I think, is in trouble without his dad, man.
Yeah.
He's wandering the streets screaming Lulu.
I
he doesn't have his pills, man.
I'd like to know how old his father was. But
no
father
shit, because dude was like
60-some. That explains a lot that his father was taking care of him. There is something
that
wrong.
That cleared up. Yeah. Kind of like, you know, well, wait a minute. He went missing right around the same time that What's-His-Head took over the White House. Coincidence? I don't know. They're both wandering the alleyways going, Lulu!
Lulu! Lulu! It's the Lulu Club.
Carrying his microwave down the hallway. Lulu! Lulu!
I could be the next Walking Dead series. The Lulu
the
Club.
The pie that ate Cincinnati. Sheesh. These people never stop, man. They never stop. It's beautiful.
Oh, God.
Hey, man. Hey, we're never going to run out of fucking material, dude.
No.
You know what I'm saying to you right now. All right, Tommy. Hit it, brother. All right. Hope everybody had a great time. I had a weird power nap, man. That's why I was so chatty.
Here. Oh!
Hey, dude.
James,
thanks for coming. Thanks
go
for
ahead.
The rocks.
I'll see you in 9 months with a little RJ Gumby running around.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. That's bad.
You gotta do something in the snowstorm.
Wanna play one? To go out with?
Yeah.
All right. Let me see what I got a bunch of them. They're backing up because I always end up yakking too much and we ain't got time for the stuff. Oh, that's it. Okay. We'll go with a little hoagie on the way out. A little hoagie.
Hoagie.
Hoagie. Lulu.
Hoagie.
Lulu. I'm Lulu. All right, man.
Lulu.
I got 2 weeks off. It's the end of my post-Christmas vacation. Although I actually did work a little bit in February.
Yeah.
But the salad days are drawing to a close, and I'm going to have to get off my ass and leave the house and shit and shower. Stuff.
Not me.
Yeah. I was at the gig and I was thinking of you, Gum.
Yeah.
And how easily I could become filled with anxiety amongst this crowd of people.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Of strangers, you know? Who I have
I
to charm and be like outgoing. But the thing I have to keep remembering is, I'm the Commodore.
There you go. And that works.
I'm in charge of this. I'm mm-hmm. I'm in command of this ship. You know.
You own
Phaser's on fun.
You own it.
You. I did, dude. I owned that motherfucker. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Woohoo.
Baby
J. Ah, ah, ah.
Baby
J. Shake
me.
Okay.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
Lady J. Hey, hey, hey.
Baltimore Oriole took a look at the mercury 40 no life for a lady to be dragging her feathers around in the snow. Leaving me blue, off she flew to the Tangipahoa, where a two-timing jaybird met the divine missile. I'd like to ruffle his plumage, Baltimore Oriole. Nest around with that big eye till he's her wing. Forgiving is easy, it's a woman like now and then could happen to sing. Send her back home, home is home. Without her warbling, how she can sing, make a lonely man happy. Baltimore Thank you. home without her warbling. How she could sing, make a lonely man happy. Baltimore, Oreo. Come down from that bough, fly to your daddy now.
I'm losing my mind! Ah!
Oh,
oh! Gonna apple cheeks wherever you are!
Apple cheeks.
This has been a Film Life presentation.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Wait! Where are you going? I was gonna make espresso.